Okay, just this is obviously not such a big topic, halacha l'maisa, but it has ramifications for a global understanding of the din of what yichud is all about. So the Gemara, when discussing the source for hilchos yichud, or for the issur of yichud, points out that it's learned from a very strange pasuk. I mean, Ohani Mili says the Gemara on Payam and Bezin Kiddushin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Remez Li Yichud Min HaTorah Minayin, where is there a source or a hint to the Yisr of Yichud? So it's Shenemar, Ki Yisisko Achicha Ben Imecha, right? Talking about the case of Mesis. And by a Mesis, so then it says that it describes the Mesis as the son of, as your brother, the son of your mother. So say the Gemara, wait a second. Ben aim mesis ben av ain't a mesis. What does that mean? You can only be a mesis. It's like exeris akasim. You can only be a mesis if you happen to be a brother only from the mother's side. Or that's not true. What are we talking about here? Elo lo melacha. Rather, it teaches you ben misyachidim imo va'aser lesyachidim kol arayisha b'torah. A son is allowed to be misyachid with his mother, but you're not allowed to be misyachid with any other arayis in the Torah. So that's a very strange limud. We discussed this the first week of camp, I think. We discussed this, how this limud possibly works, as a Pnei Yoshua works very hard on it. But Lamaisa, in the end of the day, this is the source for the Isser of Yichud. The problem is, there's a very difficult Rashi on this case that the poskim are not so happy about. So if you look in Rashi, it says, Dibramaskal Ella, Lahachi Nokat Kra, Ben Imecha Lomar Shaha Ben Matsui Eitzel Ha'em, that the Ben is generally found together with his mother. So this is something which is difficult to understand what Rashi is getting at. So you can, two simple interpretations of Rashi. First of all, for starters, you can just say Rashi means that, why do we call the guy Ben Imecha? To tell you that the general relationship of a son and a mother is that they're found in one place. So how are they found in one place? It must be that it's mutter for them to be misyachid one with the other. Otherwise, they wouldn't be found in one place together. So that's why we refer to the guy Dafka as Ben Imecha. He's the son of his mother, meaning they live together. And generally speaking, when you live with someone, there are going to be occasions when you're going to be misyachid with them. And therefore, it's understood that it must be mutter for a son to be misyachid with his mother. That could be one way to understand Rashi. Or you could understand Rashi, and some do understand Rashi the second way, that it's referring to the reason why there's no Isser of Yichud. You hear? Saying, what's the reason there's no Isser of Yichud? Because they've been living together all their lives. The entire life that the son was born, he was born into his mother's home. He doesn't know any other way. So he's always lived with his mother, and therefore, to be misyachid with his mother is no big deal. He doesn't view it as anything. He doesn't think that there's anything going on here. He says it's perfectly normal for him to be matsui eitzel ha'em. It's perfectly normal for him to be in a situation of yichud together with his mother. And even if you want to suggest this is not really the pshat in Rashi, take a look in the Prisha. So the Prisha, I just gave you this little part of it. It's part of a bigger Sifkat Na'aleph, but they, in the fancy editions, they have in parentheses this little Haggah that they added into the words of the Prisha. And I called it the Haggah's Ksonis Pasim. That's what it said in the Machon Yerushalayim, when it said like little words. They added these words in, and then it said right after the period, Ksonis Pasim. So I just assumed that was the name of the Haggah's, but I don't really know. So the Haggah on the Prisha says the following: El Elom Elacha Ben Nisyachidim Imo Lefi Shehu Matsui Tamid Eitzel Imo V'chein Bas Im Av Ve'ein Darkon Lavo Lidei Hergel Avera. So it's very interesting. It's almost suggesting that what? What's he suggesting here?
Anyone your Yisdu should be fine.
Yeah, that's a possibility. That would be the major extrapolation from here. But more than that, what are they suggesting? What is the whole?
The youth of the Gezer Derais, Arachak Derais, for something.
Right. So that's definitely true. Meaning, the yichud seems to be a gzeira d'oraisa. Right? We have, it's on Rabbi Yosef Engel's list of siyagim d'oraisa. Right? So yichud is definitely some kind of a siyag. It's not just a gzeira below tam. Well, you know, one or two shittas in Rishonim seem to indicate not stam a gzeira sarkasiv, there's nothing to talk about, and therefore you can't change the halachas based on where there is a chashash, where there's no chashash, it doesn't help. But generally speaking, even the Rambam says that it's a gzeira sarkasiv, but he also plays the side that it's definitely some kind of a siyag, and that seems to be the standard approach. But here, it sounds almost like there's two ways to look at yichud, right? One way is you can look at it as the guy always has a big yetzer hara for arayas, and you want to be marchik yourself from situations where you're going to let your yetzer hara take over. So if you're always out in public or you're always at Pesach Pasuach l'shusarabim, then you're never going to have a problem because you're not going to have an opportunity to violate, you're not going to have an opportunity to give in to your Yetzer Hara, and you won't end up violating the Yisr of Yichud. That's the way I would have always understood. However, the Prisha seems to be saying something different. And that could also be the Pshat and Rashi. What are we saying? That it's Gufa the Yichud that brings the Yetzer Hara. That the Yichud itself is something exciting. I'm not used to this. This is something weird. I'm always, I'm never alone with Echad min arayis. I'm never alone with this individual, and that puts the thoughts in your head in the first place. Oh, maybe I should commit an aver. The fact that we're alone together. So if you look at it that way, that could be the pshat in what Rashi's trying to say. Lahachi nokat kra ben imecha lomesha ben matzui eitzel ha'im. That the son is always found together with his mother. There's no real chashash that the son being together with his mother is going to cause any hirhure avera, because there's no great shakes here. There's no excitement. He's just living his life the way he's always lived his life, right? Similarly, you find in the lashon of the Prisha saying, right, that the reason a son and a mother and a daughter and a father can be misyachid one with the other, the ain dark and lovely day. They're matsui tamid. The ain dark and lovely day hergal avera. It sounds because they're mitsuyin tamid, so they're not going to be boldi day avera. They're not going to. There's not going to be anything special in the fact that they're misyachid right now. There's nothing. There's no reason that the yetzer hara will all of a sudden wake up due to the yichud. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So that we have to figure out grandparents. Let's assume, for argument's sake, I said in Shir today, I didn't. The Marik might say you're not allowed to be misyachid with your grandparents, but Pashtus is we are allowed to be misyachid. We say bnei banim areim kibanim for these purposes, and for hugging and kissing and for yichud and things like that. We generally permit it with grandparents. We're not choshesh that there's no relationship. I mean, I guess it's consistent. We also paskin that you chayef to be mechabed your grandparents. So therefore, so we say b'nei banim harei kehim kebanim does apply to more than just dinim of piri v'ribya. So therefore, we would also say that in this case, it's mutter to be misyachid with your grandparents as well. Sister, we'll see in a second. Step-parents, very tricky. Step-parents is very, very tricky. It's... You got a what? Adoptive parents is slightly less tricky. It's slightly less tricky. They're poskim who put themselves out there for adoptive parents. If the kid was adopted, mamish, from the time that they were a little baby, so some poskim are extremely makel. I think that Tzitz Eliezer is extremely makel. Tzitz Eliezer, in general, when it comes to these things, he's very into the psychology of the matter, and he has a lot of different Piskei Halacha based on these types of psychological issues.
And according to the second way that we learn Rashi, that he's always lived with his mother, so it's nothing out of the ordinary.
Right.
So I mean that's
right. Right. So that would help. That would be extremely helpful for that. Right, for the adoptive cases, if it's something so normal, like this is, you treat it like your mother. This is my mother. I live with her. There's nothing exciting about being misyachid with her. So you have a lot more to stand on than if you don't say like that. So if you say it's the yichud itself that's ma'ora, the yitzhara, so then uh, So then you're in a much stronger position, right? Yeah.
So you're saying that Yichud is basically just consolatory, meaning if it gets you, if it gives you here, hurry out there, and then you know that you shouldn't be in such a situation, right?
That would be, again, that would, if you assume, you know, both assumptions that we're making, so the Isser of Yichud is only going to be Chal in a case where there's a Chashash of Boli de Hergel Aver. If there was no Chashash whatsoever, then we wouldn't say it.
Yeah, like theoretically, a person just stuck in a room with a female, but he has no attraction to her whatsoever.
Yeah, baloney.
Okay. No, I mean, like,
I'm saying
there is the pasuk in the Mechana.
Right, but the question then becomes: do we then extend it to other cases?
The pasuk was associated between an old woman and a young woman.
What?
The pasuk was associated between an old woman and a young woman. That's very hard to machalik. Between an old woman and a young woman, how could you machalik like that?
The pasuk was
based on what you're saying. The Torah only matired a mother.
Right.
Every other woman's also. Every
correct.
Every other arrives is also.
Correct.
So it doesn't matter if she's young, old, the pasuk didn't make a difference.
No, but we'll see the pasuk, depending on how you learn the pasuk, it might make a big difference. Meaning, what about sisters? So is it mutter b'misyachu with the sister? So if you just say, no, stam exeris hakosev, you're not allowed to be misyachu with any of the other rice. And it's interesting because lemaisa, we'll see the Gemara says it's mutter. But a number of Rishonim leave out that psak of the Gemara. Because it's a machlokis in the Gemara. I only gave you the one side of the story. But it's a machlokis tanaim, whether or not it's mutter b'misyachu with a sister. But if you're saying the rationale, I don't want to jump the gun. But where we stand right now, so we have two interesting ideas that have come out so far. Number one, like you said, the Isser of Yichud is a siyug that protects from arayus. And number two, you can actually learn that sometimes it's the yichud which is ma'orer the taiva, not the taiva that existed, you know, before this that's going to create the problem. It's not that the yichud is a hechi timtza to committing the avera, is that the yichud is what brings the hurhuri avera about. So therefore, if it would be a situation where that would also make your case difficult because in other words, you don't know how you're going to feel about somebody until you're misyachid with them. You know, so you
got a 90-year-old lady.
Right.
You're not going to want
it. I assume not as well. That doesn't, you know, that already, you know, you could suggest, we talked about that a few weeks ago with, let's say the patient is bedridden or whatever. You know, but sometimes you have to also understand the Yetzer Haras are Yetzer Haras. They're not necessarily just everyday logical taivas that people have. There's something we really believe that there's something called a Yetzer Hara. I don't know if you want, it's a little man on your shoulder, but there's a Yetzer Hara that a person has, and the Yetzer Hara is to get you to do averus. It's not necessarily to get you to do the averus that you want to do. So it's, in other words, it's most of the time, I think the Yetzer Hara confines itself to normalcy and things that are, you know, acceptable in the world of humanity. But like once in a while, you never know what your Yetzer Hara is going to try to convince you to do. And we have all these weird cases of, and especially at the end of the Masechta, you have a couple of weird examples of great individuals who were overcome by the Yetzer Hara, and they committed averus that you wouldn't, you know, if your friend told you he did this, you would think he's a dirtbag, and, you know, but yet we have stories of people who were, you know, much, much greater. You know, obviously there's a concept, kol shegadol mechaveru yitzro gadol hemenu, but nevertheless, we don't tempt the Yetzer Hara. We don't violate Yisurim thinking that I'm going to be able to overcome my Yetzer Hara, right? That was a mistake that David HaMelech made, and didn't work out well for him. The Gemara says he said to Hashem, I want to push it to the next level. I want to be tested. I want to, you know, and he didn't do it stam to show up a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to. He did it so he could take his avodah to the next level, but it didn't work out. So again, so if you say that it's a din that the yichud brings about the avodah zarah, so then in general, a person should be less confident in being misyachid with anybody. But even if you say it's based on a pre-existing taiva that a person had, so it still wouldn't necessarily generate a heter for a person who will swear on a stack of Bibles that he has no taiva in this case. So, okay. So the Gemara on the next daf, Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, brings up the issue of Baila Be'ir. Amar Rabba, Baila Be'ir, Ein Choshen Mishum Yichud. So there's a concept called Baila Be'ir, which we'll try to elaborate on maybe next week, that when the wife's husband is around, there's no Isser of Yichud. Amar Rav Yosef, Pesach Wasuruch L'Shezrabim, Ein Choshen Mishum Yichud. And similarly, when the door is open, there's no Isser of Yichud. Rav Bibi Ikla Lebei Rav Yosef. So Rav Bibi visited Rav Yosef, Basar de Korach Rifta, after they ate, Amar Lahu, Shkolu Darga Metose Beve, take the ladder from beneath me, meaning he was living on the second floor, and the only way to get up to the second floor was to climb a ladder. So he said, after I go up to retire for the evening, please remove the ladder from beneath me. So, Vaha Amar Rabba, what's the difference? He says, Baila Be'ir, you don't need to worry. Right, he was concerned what's going to happen is Rav Yosef was going to leave the house, and then he was going to be misyached with Rav Yosef's wife. So he said, take away the ladder, so even if I wanted to, I wouldn't be able to climb down. A very interesting question comes from this. Wait a second. She could just put the ladder back. So in Mela, there's no issur for him to take away the ladder. There's no issur for him because he's up there. He has no access. But she could just bring back the ladder. So there's an issur for her. She's now in a house with a ladder, access to the second floor. So that's a big shaila that some poskim, it comes out, there's a very big kula that some want to suggest based on this gemara, is that if you purposely put yourself in a situation where you locked yourself away, even if it's accessible in reality, you can unchange the situation. But if you put yourself in a situation where you dafka locked yourself away, then there's no issur of yichud. But it happens to me, I'm just telling you in advance, these are valid, even if they're valid kulas in today's day and age where everybody has an accusation about everybody, and it's very, very kedai, and unfortunately after all the denials, all the accusations turn out to be true. So it's very kedai to be machmir in Hilchus Yichud. You know, there are chumras which are off the charts, but like, it's very kedai to be machmir in these inyanim, and even though what I just said might fit in very well with the Gemara, I would not rely on it. Halacha l'maisa, you know, unless it's a case of a 90-year-old woman or something like that, you know. But even if it's a valid heter, it's something which is it's very iffy. Anyway, so going back, so he said, take away the ladder. Say, I buy a little bit here. If Yosef is certainly not leaving the city tonight, that didn't indicate that in any way. So he said, Ein choshem shem yichud. So shiny Rav Bibi deshush binte have. The Geisa Bey, right? So she was his. She was one of the good family friends. I don't know. They were Bali Bris, whatever that means. I don't know. You know that the Torah uses such a lashon that they were Bali Bris of Avraham Avinu, right? Aner Eshkol and Mamre. So they were good friends, good family friends. So Rebbetzin Reb Yossi. So was it Reb Yossi? Reb Yossi. Mrs. Reb Yossi. So she was a good friend of the family, and therefore it was libo gaspa. That's the lashon the Rambam uses from this gemara. There's a case called libo gaspa, which basically means that they were very cordial. You know, they knew each other well. It wasn't like if they would be in a room together, it would not automatically be awkward. It would be normal. Yeah.
So how do we learn a heter yichud from here? In actuality, there was no iser yichud. He would just be more machmer himself.
What do you mean?
Meaning he could have actually just been in the house. And even with the ladder there, because her husband was within the vicinity of the house. So really there was no Isser Yichud, actually. He just wanted to be more machmir, so he took away the ladder. But even if the ladder was there, there wouldn't be an Isser Yichud.
No, that's the Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was exactly that. There's no Isser Yichud anyway, because it's Baila Be'ir.
Right.
So the Gemara answered, in a case of Libo Gaspa, we don't care about Baila Be'ir.
Does that necessarily make it or is it just saying that because of that he wanted to be machmer to make sure nothing occurred?
So I don't know what to tell you in terms of the correct shot in the Gemara, but certainly the way the Rambam and the other Rishonim learn the Gemara is they say that the din of Libo Gaspa cancels out the heter of Baila Be'ir. So here he's saying that whatever the Gemara is saying, Baila Be'ir was not sufficient because they were good friends because it was Libo Gaspa. So why did I bring this up right now? Because we just said before that this concept of regilus tempers the Isser Yichud. It takes the Isser Yichud and it makes it less. Right? So now all of a sudden we see that there's a concept just that's just the opposite in halacha. What's the concept of libo gaspa? That the more ragil you are with somebody, the more we're choshish for the Isser Yichud. So how can you say that just because it's very common for them to be together, so we're not so choshish for Yichud? It should be just the opposite. We say it's libo gaspa, even the heter v'ala meir doesn't work. So that's it seems like they're two conflicting concepts. So, yeah, you want
to? To some extent, when somebody's libo gaspa is somewhat comfortable, then it's more of an issue. But if someone's mamish tummy, like every single day or whatever, that the person sees their mother every single day, then
right, so that's possible, but it becomes an impossible line to draw. You know, yeah.
I don't think it's a matter of frequency, it's a matter of what kind of tumidus this is. When you're normally by a woman you're not related to psychologically, then you're going to come closer to her in a sexual way. But when you're with your mother or your sister, you recognize them as family. The more you're with them, the more you recognize them as your mother and as your sister. Now there are boundaries.
So let's say you have, in other words, so is the only heter for a mother and a sister when you're actually living together? Let's say you move to Eretz Yisrael and your mother's living in Chutz Laretz and you haven't seen her in 10 years. So would there be more of an Isser of Yichud at that point?
So maybe that would be problematic. But if he's, we can still reconcile this concept of frequency by constantly being by this person. When you're constantly by your mother, constantly by your sister, it just strengthens the relationship of her being your sister and her being your mother. Whereas when you're with anybody else, it would just bring you closer to Tavera.
Maybe.
You know, say the libo gaspa doesn't apply to like mother. I don't know the exact translation. But it sounds like it's more like a romantic attraction.
I don't think it's romantic. So it's like, you know, libo gaspa means libo gaspa means that he's used to her. He's comfortable around her. So it's not the mailman. The mailman shows up. Sometimes you want to be nice, you offer the mailman a cold drink. But you're not necessarily going to have great conversation. You know, it's awkward. Just, you know, drink your drink and go. You know, so you just, you know, so it's not that kind of a relationship. It's a relationship, it's cordial. I don't think they have to be best buddies in order for it to be libo gaspa. I just think it has to be normal. The person's in a normal situation. It's not like we're not wondering why we're in this house together. We know the answer. You know, so that's so. These are all so. The kasha is not a great kasha for other reasons also. Meaning, if you're going to suggest that the whole din of yichud is that it's ma'orer a person's taiva al yidei the yichud itself, which is what we've been suggesting up until this point. So if you say that's what the iser of yichud is all about. So libo gaspa doesn't dafka mean libo gaspa for yichud. In other words, by the mother and even perhaps the other relatives, it's libo gaspa for yichud. Here, it's just libo gaspa in general. That doesn't that makes the isser yichud worse. We're such good friends, or we're at least cordial, and now there's an isser of yichud, so that could be more of the taiva more. Mashen kein, if it's libo gaspa that they're always mesiached, so then the yichud becomes no big deal. That's the idea. The yichud with the mother, I don't want to make these distinctions in terms of yichud for relationships, not for relationships. I'm saying, libo gaspa, if I'm always misyached with my mother, so then there's no chance that the yichud itself is going to be ma'or or anything. Right? Libo gaspa just means I know you, not that I'm constantly misyached with you. I know you, and therefore, it's not, it's worse when we take it to the next level and we're misyached. Because that could be ma'orah the taiva more. If I don't know you, Bechlal, I'm very uncomfortable around you. So then sometimes when I'm misyached with you, I'm too busy being uncomfortable anyway to then all of a sudden think about, you know, the possibilities of avera. But if I'm comfortable with you, and then the yichud takes my yitzhar hara to the next step, so that's a big problem. So that you could suggest is how you'd answer it according to, if you're going to learn Rashi this way, and according to the Prisha. Now the other mahalach that's very suggestible is the Tosos HaRush. You find that it's in the Rush proper also, but it's Tosos HaRush on the daf here on Pei Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Misyachid Adam im Imo, Right, that's going back to the Mishnah. Then it says, "Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, miyachid adam imachoso v'dar im imo v'imbito." So Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav Asi, says you're allowed to be misyachid with your sister, and you're allowed to live with your mother and with your daughter. Meaning, among other things, just the pashtus, you're not necessarily supposed to take up permanent residence with your sister. Now, obviously, if you're in a family where there's other family members, that's what we just call misyachid imachoso, right? You don't live, your roommate is not your sister, right? But what the Gemara seems to be saying is it's not proper to take up permanent residence with one sister. You get allowed to take up temporary residence with your sister, and you're allowed to take up permanent residence with a parent or a child. Now, the Tosa Rosh raises the following question. It says, "Misyachid adam achosa." Where do we get this from? To lo migre yetzer hara bekrovos me'achik nesagdol ve'elach. Because there was never a yetzer hara for close relatives from the days of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah and onward. Right? The Gemara tells us that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were mevatel, the Yetzer Hara for Arayos, and specifically the Yetzer Hara for incest. There was no real Yetzer Hara for incest after the days of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. That they davened to destroy the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, they were successful at that. Right, there's still some people who are hanging on to Avodah Zarah a little bit. You know, I'm saying you go to the Far East, whatever. They're still trying. You know, but there's no real Yetzer Hara. Like the whole world is doing it. Like the Jewish people are doing it. We don't understand even what it means. People were mamish going crazy for Avodah Zarah all the time. You know, it's so I don't really know what it means either. But then they wanted to be mevatel Yetzer Hara for Arayos, and for whatever reason they stopped. But they at least were mevatel Yetzer Hara for incest. They weren't interested in, you know, that's also, there's still some people hanging on. But there's not, you know, but the vast, vast majority of the world has no interest whatsoever. There's no Yetzer Hara for incest. So that's what Tosa Rosh says. From the days of Anshei Knesset HaGedolah and onward, it was mutter to be misyachid with your sister. Vitema, so he has a kasha, wait a second. Heichi akrin and iser yichud araisa me Anshei Knesset HaGedolah ve'elach. So Anshei Knesset HaGedolah took away the Yetzer Hara, so now there's no iser daraisa anymore? Doesn't make so much sense. So go to Rabbeinu Elchanan, the Hainu Taima Mishum de Imo Muteres Lechadchila Lis Yachid Ima Mishum Dechsiv Ben Imecha Uve Imo Afilu Kodem Uve the Danshei Knesset HaGedolah Loha Yetzer Hara Sholit. He says there was never a Yetzer Hara for Arias with one's mother, and he quotes the Gemara in Perek Chelik the Ma'isa de Amon the Amrulo Klum Yesh Lo Hana Mimakom Sheyatzam Misham, right? There never was a Yetzer Hara for one's mother. You have no taiva for the place from which you came. So there never was such a Yetzer Hara, even from the Sheishas Yimei Bereishis, predating the tefillah of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So Alma Haba HaTalia, what do we see? That the whole heter of the Raisa is dafka because someone doesn't have a taiva for the mother. So you see, he's not learning the way we've been learning up until this point. That the heter for yichud with the mother is because you're so used to the yichud and it's the yichud that's ma'orah the taiva. He says, no, it's the taiva that's ma'orah the taiva. The yichud is a heichi timsa to fulfill the taiva that existed anyway. So when there's no taiva that existed before, so then there's nothing to worry about. But the real daraisa is to be misyached with anyone that you have a taiva for. And then after that, Hilkach came unto Azul Yetzer Hara, Mishar Krovos, Yalfina Meimo. Once they got rid of the Yetzer Hara for other relatives, we learn out from the case of the mother that the mother becomes a binyan, you know, a binyanav, for lack of a better term, for all the other cases. That we're going to apply. They didn't matter the same level as the mother. For little children, there's even a mutter. It's mutter to sleep together b'kiruv basar. But then once they have to separate a little bit, once they're older. Same thing, if it's your own child, it's considered obviously there's exceptions to the rule, but it's considered completely abnormal. Fine, okay. So basically what he's saying is, the real lima doraisa of ben imecha is that if it's the type of relative that you don't have any taiva for whatsoever, which was always true about a mother, and after that, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was even true about a sister, so then it's that's the real heter of yichud. And that's really when we're going to say that it's mutter. So it's mutter to be, we're literally matter, the iser doraisa of being misyachid together with your sister, because there's no longer a yitzahara to commit any acts of arayas with your sister. However, they weren't matter at legamri. So the question then is, what is the nature of this iser to live, regulus, or to live betmidus with one's sister? Right, so all right, this is, without getting involved in all of the details, the simple understanding is two possibilities. Number one, it's the regular issa d'oraisa that the chachamim were choshish for. They said, listen, we can testify to the fact that there's no short-term yetzer hara for one's sister. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah succeeded at getting rid of the obvious yetzer hara. Whether or not that will hold true for life, so we're not willing to testify beyond any reasonable doubt that the yetzer hara for the sister is so gone from the world that if you live your whole life with your sister, that you're not going to be machshel yourself one time in a lifetime. We don't know. So therefore, we're not willing to circumvent an iser doraisa on a permanent basis. We said on a temporary basis, if you want to stay at your sister's house for a week, stay at your sister's house for a week, or vice versa, whatever. You don't have, but to take up residence with one's sister is not necessarily a great idea, and it could even be that that's still under the regular iser doraisa. But the pashtus is that it's not an iser doraisa even on a permanent basis. It's hard to draw a line to say that, like, oh, the iser doraisa applies if you live there for 6 months, and it doesn't apply if you live there for 5 months and 29 days. That's very hard to say. Pashtus is that we're saying that the iser to live with one's sister is an iser derabanan, and what motivated the derabanan could either be A, that it's like a zecher to the deraisa. We're not interested in fully uprooting a din deraisa, even though we think the din deraisa doesn't apply anymore. But still, we're not willing to throw away a din deraisa without a zecher ba'alma or something like that. So therefore, we said, don't at least live with them on a permanent basis. Or you can say that, no, it's a different kind of issa derabanan altogether. It's an issa derabanan because people talk, and people have big mouths, and they like to say things about somebody. And it's a little weird that somebody's permanent roommate is his sister or brother. It's not completely normal. So it's a little more normal, two brothers living together, two sisters living together, but a brother and a sister, especially nowadays, it's like normally, like you have a roommate that's some strange guy and some strange girl are roommates one with the other. That's considered completely normal. But up until very recently, that was not, except for the TV show Three's Company, that was not, but even Three's Company, they had separate bedrooms. But it's still, I think you could say it's not completely normal for a guy to take up residence with his sister, and therefore the Rabbanan said it's pasnish. People are going to say things. You don't need it. Nobody needs it. It's not good for anybody. And but it has nothing to do with the Isser of Yichud Bechlal. It's just a separate reason that the Rabbanan weren't interested in you doing that. Yeah.
Like side question, is like Yichud for like an apartment versus a separate room in an apartment two different issues, or is it...
Well, it depends who else is in the apartment. Meaning, if you... It's just a metzius idea that if you have 5-6 people sharing an apartment, and assuming they all have a din of ksherim, they're all shomrei Torah mitzvos, so they could constantly be saving people from yichud unless if it's mutter for them to go from room to room at their leisure. If it's understood, you don't come into my room, I don't come into your room, where it's just some kind of an arrangement that we happen to live in the same apartment, so then it might not be so helpful. It's a lot of it's going to be dependent on what's considered open and what's considered closed. If I close my door and everyone knows if you come in here, I'll be very, very angry at you. So it's possible that that's just as good as a locked door. It's not like Dafka, I push the button in, I don't push the button in. I don't want anybody coming in here, no one has Rishus to come in here, and that's the end of it. So then, that's like also at night, for example, if a person, sometimes during the day in my house, so if I'm home, I could leave the front door open, and there are, whatever reason, we do a lot of shopping. My wife and I both work, so we have to do a lot of shopping online. So I get a lot of packages and people knocking on the door and this and that and another thing. And so it could be that that's already, that I'm not saying for sure, but I'm saying it could be that that's already enough to be makel on the Isser of Yichud. But at night, there's nobody's, one time it happened, somebody walked into my house because they thought it was my next door neighbor's house. It was weird. I was like half asleep on the couch in the living room. My living room is a few steps up from the front entrance. I was like half asleep on my living room couch, and somebody walked into the house, and I looked up. I said, hello? And they're like, oh. They thought it was my next, they weren't my next door neighbor either. They thought it was somebody who was coming to, I don't know, they had been there, then they left, and they I think they just assumed when they got back, they would just come right in. So that was the one time ever that somebody walked into my house in the middle of the night because the door wasn't locked. But I don't think that's enough to hang your hat on a regular basis, because even if people see the front door open and it's just the storm door that's closed and that's not locked, I think people understand that at night you don't come in. You know, at night you knock first, and you don't just assume, well, the door is open, it's okay to at least come into the front entranceway. People are usually more, they have a little more tact when it comes to nighttime. Anyway, all right. As we go next couple weeks, try to continue working.